Hello, my beautiful people. I am Kayla Ware, your host of Talk With Me, Walk With Him. And today is the second devotional episode, and the topic is Trust in His Timing. So if you would like to read with me, I am going to be in Luke chapter 18, verses 31 through 34. Feel free to press the pause button if you would like to read along. That was Luke chapter 18, verses 31 through 34. Then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things. And this saying was hid from them. Neither knew they the things which were spoken. Now I read verses 31 and 32 for context, because Jesus was telling his disciples what was going to happen to him. But I really would like to focus on verses 33 through 34. To us, Jesus is speaking to them clear as day. He's clearly telling them, I'm going to be tortured and treated terribly. And then I'm going to die. But then in 3 days, I will rise again. Like I said, to us, in today's time, it seems clear as day what he is saying to them. But notice in verse 34, they understood none of these things. These are the same disciples who have been following Jesus all of this time, listening to his teaching, obeying God's word. The same disciples who were inspired by the Holy Spirit. But notice in the next sentence, this saying was hid from them. Why would the Holy Spirit want to hide that from them? So, I want you to take the time out to think. What if the disciples knew exactly what Jesus was saying and they did everything in their power to stop their crucifixion? Well, that crucifixion. Now, some of you may be thinking, if it's God's plan, then nothing is going to stop it. 100% true. But hypothetically speaking, what if they were able to stop his crucifixion? They would have wanted to save Jesus, but saving Jesus would have meant that we were not able to be saved. The Lord's love is unfathomable, and it would have made zero sense to them as to why he wants to die for such a cruel, cruel people just to save them. The same people who are going to torture and beat on and spit on and basically kill him. He was dying for them. Us today, we can barely fathom the thought of Jesus doing that just for us, for sinners like us. The disciples weren't perfect. They were sinners as well. And they love Jesus. I know, just imagine walking with Jesus physically and witnessing all of his miracles and hearing his teachings. I just know that they loved him more than words could put together. And that love would have caused them to try and stop that crucifixion. But God knew what was best. God knew that this needed to be done. He knew that his one and only son needed to be sacrificed to save all of us. It was not meant for the disciples to know exactly what was going to happen to Jesus. It was not meant for them to interfere with what was going to happen to Jesus, because it needed to be done. I feel like I'm talking in circles, but I'm saying all of this to say that we need to trust in God's timing. His ways are higher than our ways. He may not act when we want him to, but he is always on time. It may not be the exact way that we want it to happen, but it is always what's best for us. His plan is perfect. Trust in His timing. Be still and know that He is God. Do not act off of your emotions. Do not make decisions on a whim. Always consult with our Lord and Savior first. Always, regardless of how big or small the decision may seem. He is willing to listen, and He wants us to trust in Him. Let's do that. Thank you for talking with me. Let's walk with Him.